Hey, I am so glad you're here. Thank you for tuning in for this spontaneous bonus episode of Heart on the Mic. If you're new here, Heart on the Mic is an audio journal podcast where I share about my experiences, ambitions, motherhood, and really everything in between. Through this podcast, I hope to bring insight, encourage, and empower you as you are on the pursuit of your very own heart's desires. And today, I just really felt the urge to share what's been on my heart, just reflecting back on the new year. I started with so much going on that I really couldn't keep up. I started subbing at a local preschool as a teacher. I was also working remotely from home, well, I still am, as well as being a full-time student, in which I fell behind on my classes because my daughter has been sick on and off since December. She's finally back at school today, which gives me a moment to do this. Plus, on top of that, my husband is a business owner, so we've been doing a lot of things to prepare for tax season, even though it just ends in a few weeks, and I'm still working on that stuff. So I really feel like I've just been in the trenches and finally coming out of that. And honestly, I used to thrive in settings like this where I was doing a lot, wearing a lot of hats, multitasking and stuff like that pre-motherhood. But post-motherhood, I've just really been in a place where doing too much really overwhelms me and it makes me self-critical. And I know that it really comes down to me just really questioning if what I'm spending my time on is really worth it. Do I really want to be stressed out all the time about things that don't really matter or contribute to the goals of my family? And we all know the simple answer to that is no. But sometimes getting our emotions in line with logic takes some processing and some time to really give ourselves permission to proceed with those decisions. But I'm grateful for it all because I realized that I really just couldn't keep myself there and in that place, and I needed to reprioritize so that way I'm spending my time doing what matters to me, and I don't want to feel bad for doing my homework on the weekend when I really want to be spending time with my family, and also feeling bad for not prioritizing what I've committed to, like school and getting those passing grades that I need to move on to my senior year, and just those thoughts replaying in my head. And just being in that headspace while making that shift into March has honestly been a hard place. Today, March 4th, is actually a very significant day. Two things here for my family. One being my cousin Gabriel's 7th anniversary since he passed away. And on top of that, the birthday of my cousin Christian, who also passed away just a few years after him. We actually all grew up together, and Gabriel's the cousin from my dad's side of the family, and Christian is the cousin from my mom's side of the family. So collectively, we grieved both of them, and do grieve both of them each year, as we lost them both really young, and they were both 23 when they passed away, if not almost 23. But it's just crazy how the body remembers, and just that thought really prompted me to record this episode, because although it's been an overwhelming thing to feel, the other day I just felt so consumed by my emotions, and I found myself from one minute to the next feeling like I needed to be alone and that I couldn't be around a lot of people and I just needed to sit and be. And so I found myself sitting in the car crying on my husband's shoulder and apologizing to him because I bursted into tears without knowing why I was crying. And I was just so grateful in that moment that we could take the time to pause and sit, and I can say to him that I didn't know what I wanted to do right in that moment, but I knew what I needed to do was just sit there and cry. And he let me lean on his shoulder and just brain dump on him. And I honestly felt bad because I didn't have control of my emotions in that moment, and even though I knew I didn't need to have control of my emotions, I still felt confused by myself. and my thoughts. As I started speaking to him, I slowly felt like I was making sense. And together we even realized what I failed to acknowledge, but my body obviously was remembering. And it was the grief that I've been feeling and that my family has been feeling every year on this day for the last 7 years. And the pain of the loss was creeping up on us, even though I think about them all the time. And even with those thoughts circulating, it was just like, whoa, even though I knew March 4th was coming up, I didn't anticipate the grief that I would feel the days leading up to it. And today I actually woke up with tears streaming down my face because of the dreams I was having of missing them. And all that to say that it's okay to be unsure about what you're feeling. It's okay to unload. It's okay to process. It's okay to let it out, even though you don't know how to pinpoint it. And it created such a beautiful experience and a moment between my husband and I, because he was able to come alongside with me and process what I was processing. And I really just want to leave you guys with that in saying these 4 points, that sometimes you're not going to know what it is, what you're feeling, and the headspace that you're in. 2, it's okay to unload with a safe person or even with yourself if you like to be alone. 3, give yourself the grace that you need in those moments to process. And 4, please don't stay there. Find something that fills your cup. For me, today, I'm still trying to figure out what that looks like, but it might come down to going to the cemetery where Christian is buried with other of my family members, or going to the beach because that's where we scattered Gabriel's ashes to honor his wishes, or to go to the tree that we planted for him because we don't have a headstone to go to. Whatever it is, make the time for it. And it doesn't even have to deal with grief. It can be something else that you're just going through in your life. Make the space to fill your cup and to do things that are going to make all the overwhelm just feel lighter. And with that being said, that's a wrap. Until next time.